Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting third. The third baseman, Tony Peete. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Tichet. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Les Tichet. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Peete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peete juggles the ball. That's an error on Peete. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Les T.J. is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. T.J. hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shea moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards takes first base on ball 4. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Mahaffey drops the ball. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete moves to second. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Pete moves to third. Appling moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive towards first. Dykes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 1 in the game. Warsler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shea hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Teche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Teche hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Teche moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teche is picked off in unknown way. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Richards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahaffey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Richards moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richards scores. Finney moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Finney scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Teche fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 2 in the game. Pete hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-2 in the game. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shea hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Lyons pinch hits for Les Tiche. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Fisher now pitching. Charlie Berry pinch hits for Roy Mahaffey. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Finney hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Markham now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-3 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a fly ball towards right. Finney settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Finney. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-3 in the game. Warsler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Richards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Warsler moves to third. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham strikes out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Warsler scores. Richards moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Richards scores. Finney moves to third. It's 6-2, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Finney scores. Kramer scores. It's 8-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell pinch hits for Carl Fisher. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 4 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 4 in the game. Pete hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-4, Athletics. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler misplays the ball. That's an error on Warsler. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 4 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.